This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The Trump administration rolled back a key climate finding Thursday, which could limit efforts to combat climate change. Colorado leaders vowed to fight this move. CPR's Ishan Thakur has more.
For years, the Environmental Protection Agency has regulated pollution by relying on the, quote, endangerment finding. That's a scientific conclusion that greenhouse gases are harmful to human health. And it's the basis for rules that apply to everything from smokestacks to gas guzzlers. President Trump has terminated the finding. That means that pollution limits on cars and trucks are now eliminated, and limits on power plants and oil wells could be next. The move provoked a defiant response from Colorado officials and climate groups. Governor Jared Polis says it'll create uncertainty for businesses, while Attorney General Phil Weiser says he'll challenge the move in court. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
After hours of discussion, the Colorado Springs City Council gave the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints a unanimous thumbs up to build a temple in the northeast part of the city. Some neighbors of the proposed temple said they had concerns about the plan to illuminate the building with cool white light all night, every night. Catherine Bullock is a member of the LDS Church, who says she lives close to the temple site. She believes the light will add to the community.
I liken this to the North Star that can be seen from far away, yet I've never been woken up by a star shining into my bedroom window.
The height of the building's steeple was another issue. Proponents of the project say both the height and the lighting of the building meet current local code. And this is CPR News. A winter storm is bringing snow to the San Juans and Central Mountains. The National Weather Service says mountain passes could be especially dangerous. In Denver today, sunny with highs in the 50s, rain likely tonight. You're listening to CPR News at 8:06.